Thomas Nielsen, hello.
Yes, hello.
Now, this is a complex story, everything that's happened with the Barents Observer this year, especially for people outside of Norway. So let's go back. What happened at that point between you and the owners of Barents Observer?
Yeah, well, what happened was that we wanted to have clearly stated our editorial freedom. That is quite important for us, especially working in the border areas with Russia, because working as a journalist in Russia these days is not very easy. And we wanted to have our visas, our journalist accreditation and all this in order before we started to travel there. And to get the journalist visa, we have to be an independent media. We have to follow the basic principles of the editors, as we call it here in Norway. That's a declaration that separates the owners of a newspaper on one side and the editor and the editorial desk on the other side. But then, surprisingly, our owners decided that we will not be allowed to edit our Barents Observer freely. And, well, then it was my... I just had to inform my readers about the situation. So I published an article in the Barents Observer stating that from now on, we cannot guarantee that we have the editorial freedom like other newspapers in Norway.
And prior to that, when you were reporting on, for example, the Arctic region of Norway or elsewhere in Europe, were you able to write and report what you wanted to?
We have never before that had any interference into our reporting.
And at that time, when you had let the readers know, what was the reaction in the Barents Observer and among the owners? Did you have any feedback at that point?
Yes, immediately. The head of the board of the Barents Observer, he were flying up to our town, Kirkenes, where we have our editorial desk, and he called me in for a meeting, immediately stating that what I have done was disloyal to our owners. Important for me to underline is that, I have to do to inform our readers about the situation, but he wanted me to not do so and instead take this discussion internally instead of making it into a public situation in Norway. And important also to notice is that this situation got quite much attention among other medias in Norway. So it was quite wide coverage, and quite naturally. It's not every day that editorial freedom is removed from a newspaper in a country like Norway that last year were listed as number two of press freedom in the world.
And then what happened this September?
Well, by the end of September, I was again called into the office of the board, the head of the board of our owners, and then I was sacked.
Just like that?
Well, it took 5 minutes. He continued his arguments that I have been disloyal to the owners, and because of that, I couldn't continue as the editor. So, yes, just like that, I was sacked. I had to... take my papers and leave the office the very same day.
And what do you understand? Barents Observer was an incredibly well-respected Arctic news organization, even outside of the geographic region that you cover. What would go on that there was a news service that was so successful and that it would be dismantled in this way? What do you understand about what's behind it?
It's difficult to explain, but there are probably a list of different reasons for this. Traditionally, North Norway and Northwest Russia has a very good cooperation, way much better than the cooperation between Oslo and Moscow, the capitals. So people up here are more, let's say, more understand Moscow's point of view with the current crisis in Ukraine, the annexation of Crimea, etc., etc. And I think, therefore, that the politicians, they didn't like free media that in many ways could harm the cooperation between Norway and Russia in the north. The Barents Observer, we also publish in Russian. So we have a quite big audience of readers on the Russian side of the border. Secondly, what I've heard from sources that have spoken to other media here in Norway is that the FSB, Russia's secret service, have tried to put pressure on other Norwegian authorities in order to stop the Barents Observer. I have never got that message directly myself, and this story is by nature not confirmed. But there are certainly some people that think that normal journalism, both writing good stories about the cooperation, but also pointing to critical developments in democracy, civil society, etc., is nothing a public-owned news outlet should carry on. And that might be the reason why they wanted to put a stop to the normal press freedom we had.
And we spoke to Tormod Strand, the journalist for Norway's public broadcaster NRK, that broke the story about the FSB, possible FSB connection. Were you surprised when you heard this?
At first, I was very surprised. But then I read the story thoroughly and I started to think back what had happened before. And then actually it is quite scary for me to think this thought through. But there is something in that story that fits perfectly well into what has happened with me as the editor and also with the rest of the editorial board in the Barents Observer and the history behind this. But it's quite frightening to think about what actually it means that FSB, the successor of the KGB, that they could actually have some interference on a publication in a democratic country like Norway.
How does it change how you see journalism in the country covering Russia? What is it like for someone who's actually there, who's living this and has experienced this?
Well, for us, for me as an editor and for the other journalists, reporters in the Barents Observer, we have received an enormous wave of support. From other journalists, from media organizations, from the Editorial Association of Norway, etc. So many, many people have actually called us and said, wow, what is going on? Is this actually Norway 2015 and this happens here? So I think that we are absolutely doing the right thing when we informed about this situation, and we feel that we do have the great support of the majority of the people in the north, also not these local politicians that own the Barents Observer.
Now, we'll fast forward. You've now set up a new news organization. Tell us a little bit, tell us what it's called and how it's going to work.
The three of us that worked in the Barents Observer, the core of the reporters there, I was sacked later on. I got the job back because it was unlawful based, the sacking of me, but I didn't want it to continue to work under such ownership. And the two others in the news desk, they also quit because they didn't want it to work under such kind of political conditions that politicians could have an interference on what they write and what they not write. So the old Barents Observer doesn't exist anymore. And then we started the independent Barents Observer. So we have been working 25 hours a day for the last 2 weeks, and now it's up and going online. We will do exactly what we want. We want to produce good journalism about the Barents region, Norwegian-Russian relations in the north, and with a great focus on different good stories in the Arctic.
And who's behind it? How are you financing this project?
Oh, that is a very good question because I don't have a good answer to it. So far, we have an 11 square meter news desk office here in the small town of Kirkenes near the border to Russia. We have a coffee machine and we have two small computers. Right now, we don't have salary, so we don't have any good sponsors or anyone that provides us with the funding we need. But we do own the newspapers ourselves. It's a journalist-owned newspaper, and we are online. And then after getting this freedom, maybe next week, we'll start to look for funding to operate it. But we are very proud of what we are doing. We are delivering good journalism, and we are up and running, and we don't have any external owners.
And tell us about the name, the Independent Barents Observer. It's quite a statement.
Yes, it is a very important statement because it indicates both that we are doing what we wanted to do as before, observe the Barents region and the Arctic, and at the same time, the name consists of the word independent, which really makes the 180-degree difference from the former dependent Barents Observer. We are independent. We are doing what we want. We report from the Arctic, and we are online, and no one can stop us.